Okay, guys. So in today's podcast, I want to talk about my weekend. I broke, and I'm going to explain what that means and, you know, how I'm seeing everything a bit differently at the moment, which is really positive on the other side of it. But let's dig into it. Okay, so what do I mean by I broke? Now, with these podcasts, what I want to do is be really transparent, is the word I'd use. I want you to be able to see everything, not just the good bits of my life, because there are some really good bits, but there are also some massive challenges I have with the way my mind works. And on Friday, I'd been going so well. I had given up drinking. I was, my vegetarianism was going really well. I'd actually given up smoking for 9 days, which if you've ever given up smoking, it is really challenging. And it was working really great. And it was like I got to a point on Friday, and it was like, you know when your life is waiting for that one straw to break the camel's back, that final thing. I had one challenge that popped up in business, which in the hindsight wasn't absolutely massive. You know, it's a bit frustrating, but it wasn't game-changing or world-ending. But it was like that straw that just laid down on the camel's back, and I broke. And I ended up having a beer, and I also had a cigarette. I'm still a vegetarian, though, which is interesting. That one's really stuck. But, what it was really interesting about it is I just broke. I just couldn't, you know, when your body takes over your mind, your consciousness just decides to completely check out, and you just want to completely escape from reality. And, it's tough. It's painful. I feel, I felt at the time, at the start of it, but like a failure, like I'd been working so hard, and I just felt useless for a moment. And I just watched myself, even semi-consciously, watch myself going into this phase of checking out. You know, I just had to check out, and it was really interesting. It hurt a bit. It really hurt. I felt like I wasn't good enough, or I couldn't achieve these things, or what I was doing to achieve them was wrong. But what was really interesting is earlier that day, I'd had a fantastic session with someone. And last couple of days, I'd had a good session, couple of good sessions on what we're doing, and everything was going really well. It felt like things were actually falling into place, and it was like my body or my mind kind of went, "This is really uncomfortable, really, really uncomfortable. Escape, escape, escape." And what I'd learned from some of the work we're doing around putting this course together, I said, "Hey, how can I see what's happening right now from the perspective of how we're going to teach other people, because it's really, really important." And one of the things I've mentioned in a previous podcast is, it is really about having a map. You know, you start at spot X and you're going into the ether to the next X. You know, they're just X's at this point. But it's a journey. And, starting to look at it like that rather than goals that you've achieved or failed, and not having a specific time frame on some of them, and realizing that it is, it's a journey. I'm driving across country with a general concept of where I'm going, but I don't know what every road is gonna, bring to me. I don't know what every pathway is gonna look like, and I'm gonna hit roadblocks, and I'm gonna hit really, really bumpy roads, and my tire is gonna blow, and my engine's gonna overheat. Which is kind of how I felt, like my engine had overheated on Friday. And, maybe I didn't have the coolant sitting next to it. I'd been able to survive pretty effectively until then. But it just kind of like the car overheated, the tire blew, my phone battery died on the trip. And it felt like, okay, should I just turn back, or what should I do on this bumpy road? And I kind of guess I got stuck in a little town for 2 or 3 days that I hadn't planned on. And it wasn't in my pictures, in my mind. So, the old me, my old strategy, my old solution would be to work out how to turn back, how to get on a bus, leave the car there and run away. That's how I would have approached it. I would have started heading back quite a bit, and then I potentially would have turned around on some things and not on others. And what I kind of saw from some of the work we've been doing is actually being able to recognize this as that. You know, my tire had blown, everything had gone. I actually didn't reach out for help. I was really struggling to reach out myself and ask for help. I thought I had to be able to solve this, which is very common with a lot of us, is we try and solve everything ourselves. And when we get advice, it's usually from a video or a podcast, not always from asking for true help, because it makes us feel weak or a failure. And I noticed that in myself. So it was kind of like I was stuck in this little town and I wouldn't ask for help. You know, I was trying to fix my tire and my engine myself, as opposed to slowing down and getting help. And what I kind of ended up doing is going to sit in the bar and have a cigarette and some beer and you know, kind of give up a little bit for a period of time. And, you know, as the weekend went on, I started to go, okay, I don't have to get on a bus home. I don't have to get a bus to go backwards. What I can do is I can accept this has happened. I can actually sit here and have a drink and a cigarette and enjoy it in a weird way, and actually accept this as part of the journey. This is going to happen along the pathway. If I want to go into the unknown and achieve things I haven't achieved before, I am going to have these challenges along the way, and I have to accept that. And I have to actually just say to myself, it's okay to hit these bumps. Have a sit down and you know, give yourself some time to come together. And because I don't really have a time destination on what I'm trying to achieve, that's actually helped a lot, because it doesn't feel like, hey, if I don't get this done in 3 weeks, I may as well have failed. And my brain isn't building up this forced timeline for success. And so it's actually letting me continue that direction. So I sat there, I had a few drinks. I had, you know, probably Friday night, Saturday, and even, Sunday, I started to come back around to really realizing this. So I didn't have a drink on Sunday. I'm planning what I'm doing today to start myself back down on the tobacco and the nicotine side of things. And looking at kind of what went wrong. Why did it overheat on that side of things? Why was that the overheating step? And I kind of realized I didn't have any water in the car, for example, or I didn't have any ways of, when this happened, a way to solve it in my back pocket or to lower the effect, which in that case could be nicotine sweets or something that would have at least given me a hit but not let me going all the way backwards. So it was really, really, it was interesting. And I've seen myself even today, it's Monday in New Zealand, starting to come back out of it, really starting to come back out of it, which is great. And it doesn't feel like I've turned around and got on the bus, which, you know, if you've ever felt that way, you know, you can sometimes just burn out or turn back around and run away. It's sometimes the easiest solution. And I wanted to share this with you because I know if I'm going through it, other people are as well. And, you know, it's okay to have those breaks. It's okay to break down somewhere you're not expecting. And, you know, it's also okay to ask for help. And it's one of the things that we can all be challenged with, you know. And we can also lie to ourselves that we actually do ask for help. We really can lie to ourselves about that, I think, in the fact that we think because we are improving and changing and adjusting all the time that we're actually getting a lot of help, but we're not. We're not always that open with people about what's actually happening in our lives. That's why I like the podcast. I can kind of share this stuff, which I may not share with other people. I'm kind of just sharing with the whole world because I think it helps people to see that we're all going through this. Now it doesn't mean that you're not moving forward. Like, everything seems to move forward, but when you get that stressed out feeling, it can be overwhelming, and it can make you feel like you're going backwards as opposed to just standing still. And so it's really important to realize that, you know, on your journey, maybe it is just your tires blown out or your engine's overheated or, you know, something, maybe you've run out of gas. You know, that does happen, you know. You know, maybe that means you do stop in a little town you've never imagined and you have a couple of days off. That's fine. And I think actually becoming fine with that and letting yourself have a break is not a bad thing. And I think, you know, I've always had a challenge with when I try and do health things that I've been stuck in for a long time, be it drinking or smoking or whatever, is that if I if something does happen to the car, like the tire blows, I go, well, that's the end of this. That's not going to happen again. And I completely go backwards. You know, it's like I give up that I can't move past a bump in the road. Instead of going, okay, actually, let me just sit. Let me watch what's happening. Start to, you know, become a bit conscious, not change it, but become conscious of what's happening. And trust that I'll come out of it. Trust that I'll see what it was, that it wasn't what I wanted, but I'll move forward past it. And I think, you know, that's the most valuable thing you can do, is to stop as opposed to go backwards. And I think that is a skill set. If you can start to develop and practice, like I haven't seen it happen a lot in my life. I let my mind take over in a lot of those positions and run me backwards. But now I've stopped. I'm not beating myself up about it. I am human. We are all human. Things like this happen. It's not worth giving up on your vision or your journey when you hit these roadblocks. And I think many of us can get stuck in that. And it can be very painful. So I just wanted to share that story. If you're going through something like that, you know, reach out for help. You know, talk about it in the group. You know, I'm lucky enough to have this podcast, but, you know, just share it. You know, we're all going through shit. We're all going through it. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're dyslexic, ADHD, neurodiverse. You know, if you get stuck in it, it can be very, very challenging. So reach out, talk to people, realize, you know, imagine it is your car's just hit a pothole or something's gone wrong. And not to go backwards, but to just be with whatever's happening, just to be with it. And start to make little changes again that bring you out of it. You know, maybe your windscreen's dirty. Just wipe your windscreen down. Even if it doesn't fix your tire or your engine, just start to do those little things that give you hope that you can come out of it. And your body and your mind are so powerful to come back and start going the right direction again. You know, start to think about what is that X you're going towards? Why are you going there? What's important about it? What does it look like? What does it feel like? And then your mind and body get back on board and they go, actually, yeah, I remember we're going to this destination again. Oh, this is a bit challenging, but you're smart enough, you can work it out. It won't be the end of the world. Yeah, that's what I wanted to share. I hope that's a valuable podcast. I think it is, and it's really great for me to get this off or out of my brain. And thank you everybody for sharing the podcast. I really like it. I really love it when people are. We're nearly about to hit 100,000 downloads, which is mad. We're probably a week away. So thank you guys for getting the message out for this. And what I will do in the group at some point is I'm going to try and find an audio engineer who listens to the podcast who would help me do a new intro for it and maybe an outro. So if anyone wants to donate some time or some love, who's great at creating, who's really creative with kind of that stuff, even if they don't do it professionally, reach out to me because I'd love some help with that. Thanks, guys.